we don't know much about mental health
Okay.
because of these prejudices and the stigmas and the stereotyping that we've been experiencing or we've been going for. When we are having these type of challenges, we go to church instead of going to the hospital to talk about it. You understand? Then these churches too, they make the whole thing worse. It's your grandmother that died like 10,000 years is the one that disturbing you.
Welcome to Ray Talks Podcast, a podcast that reflects on the global Ghanaian society, the people, and the lifestyle, with your host, Raymond. We are happy to have you join us.
Good evening and welcome back to the Ray Talks Podcast. This is another episode of the podcast, and as usual, I'm here with my guest, Miss Maya and Akosia. Miss Maya, my right-hand person, like I always sing. So I'll let Akusa introduce herself, and then, yeah.
Hello, I'm Ike Tribe Talk, and I'm a mental health practitioner based in Ghana.
Okay, great, great. So anyone of us sees you, we can just call you Ike Tribe Talk, yeah?
Or AK simply mean Akosia, so AK or Akosia. The reason why I made it AK was like the whites are not able to pronounce Akosia, so I shortened it for them just to make it easy.
Nice, nice, nice. Yeah, so I'm always here with Miss Maya. She's speaking from England. As usual, I'm your host, Raymond. Okay.
Hi, Akosia.
Yeah, so this is yet another episode. We're going to talk about mental health, and our topic for the discussion, it's headlined "A Touch on the Brain." A Touch on the Brain. I think most of us, especially where we come from, we do not take mental health serious, and over the years that has been a big, big problem in our society. So this is why we choose to talk about it. So most people that do not know, they can also learn something. So it's not surprising at all that we have a mental health practitioner here in the person of AK. Welcome again, AK.
Thank you for having me.
Okay. Yeah, so since you are a health practitioner, I think I'm gonna start with you. Miss Maya also works in that kind of field, but yeah, I'm gonna start with you. So, Aki, in your own words, what can you tell us about depression?
Okay, so when we talk about depression, we are just basically referring to how one is feeling at a particular time, okay, and there is a duration attached to it. So depression is actually a mental health disorder where the mood or the way the person feels is affected, and it ranges from 2 weeks and more. That is when we'll be able to tell you that you are depressed. So in actual sense, if you are feeling sad, it's different from when you are feeling depressed. And when somebody is depressed, the hormones are at play here. Or better still, in a layman's language, you say that the chemicals in your brain are at play. And most of the chemicals that are at play, we call them dopamine or serotonin, usually. We have some non-epinephrine or non-adrenaline, but usually we focus on dopamine and serotonin. And dopamine actually makes you feel good about yourself, and if it's at its normal state. And the serotonin also, if it is at its normal state, you'll be able to sleep well, do things well, like refer to people, relate to people very well. But the moment it's extremely reduced in your system, then we said that you are depressed. So if you wake up and you're not feeling well, like you don't feel like doing anything in a day, maybe just for a moment you're sad. But if it continues for 2 weeks, you don't talk to people, you don't bath, you don't eat, or you eat too much to compensate your mood, or you sleep too much to compensate your mood, like there is variation in it. Either you are doing it too much or you don't do it at all.
Okay.
And some people too, if they are depressed, especially women, if they are depressed, they get easily irritated. And this usually happens during when the body is preparing itself to flow, like they having their menses. Then usually people get used to it and say that maybe sana mitie. It's a mood swing and a sanity. If you're a lady and you usually experience that, you should pay attention to your hormones. It's the hormones that are playing tricks on you. And as soon as you fix it, then you'll be okay.
Yeah, not to cut you. Do you often hear this thing that depression is not for Africans? Like, I'm asking you this. People mostly say depression is not for Africans. Oh, how can you be depressed? You're African, you're Ghanaian. How can you be depressed? It's for the whites. do you hear that, Miss Maya?
Yeah, I do hear that. But one thing that we need to know is depression can affect everybody. Okay. There is no specific type of people that depression gets them. It affects everybody. So that whole idea of, oh, you're an African, how can you get depression? It's never true. People go through a lot of things that they don't truly speak about it. That doesn't mean they're not going through it. And we as Africans, now, we tend not to talk about it because of the stigma that will be attached to you saying, oh, this person said it's when you're a genuine problem. But in other words, it's not like that. It will be our bottom, and we have people going through stress, anxiety, depression, and all that. It doesn't necessarily mean say, oh, yeah, our bottom. So to me, depression is real. It doesn't affect a particular type of people. That is what I was saying.
Okay. So, Ike, I'll ask you more questions. You being the health practitioner that's here. What can cause someone to have a mental breakdown? You were saying something close to that, but I want you to give us a little bit. Thank you. Thought.
Yeah, there are so many things that can cause people to have mental breakdown, actually. The first thing is, as soon as you have brain, like the question you asking, that some people will say that, oh, yeah, African for the mental health, yeah, dear then, and ben, yeah. But as soon as you have brain in your head, you can think and make decision for yourself, you will definitely experience some form of mental illness. But in a line of studies, they always tell us that they don't know what actually causes mental health disorders. But there are things that will predispose you, or there are things that will make you susceptible to experience these mental health issues. So the first one that I want to talk about is the way the genes that are in you as a person. It can be that mental health issues runs in the family. So maybe when they conceive you, unfortunately, you pick some of the genes and they are in you. So it's there, it's hiding there. So should something happen and trigger that gene, then you can experience mental health disorder or challenges. Then another thing is your biological makeup. Okay. Some people, their makeup is different. So you realize that, you said, some people, usually when people, some people who are very close to experiencing psychotic disorders. They have depression, but there are hallucinations, delusions, and illusions in it. These are the psychotic disorders that make somebody having mental health disorder. So I said the person, if you look at the person's structure, the person, the way the person is made up, I said those people who are having slender body, slim, and they are looking a particular way, you should know that they are the likelihood that they will experience schizophrenic form disorders are there. Then somebody who is very quiet, the person doesn't talk too much, the person doesn't relate to people that much, the likelihood that there are so many things going on in a person's head that he is not even able to voice it out to somebody, the probability that this person will experience mental health disorders or challenges to is there. So that is the biological makeup. Then we have family lines. When you stay with somebody and the person is having a particular mental health disorder, but because the person is not aware and people around him or her too don't know about this mental health traits, so the person is, it comes on and on. So, oh, na ne hun fano na de bia or she den basisia de ne hua tono or ye bibia kama. So the durations comes in and go. Then this person happened to have a child or get married and bore a child. Then you realize that the attributes that the person is having, you use it to raise the child. So if this person is having anxiety disorders, for example, a perfectionist, you do things very, very neat. Wherever you keep something, you have to put it there. If you pick it, you use it after that, you have to keep it there. You don't have any right to be touching things around. If, for instance, you go to the washroom and it's closed, you finish using it and maybe you forget, though you flush the place is neat, but you did not flip there, you don't close the closet, and that person come and see it, you are in trouble. Then this person will be raised like that. Then if you don't take time, you are a guy or you are a lady, you come across this person, you don't know that this is what is happening in the person's home. The person will use it on you. So the family line, it go like that. And there's something to maybe share psychosis. It happens before. These two girls that drank some time ago. That is a typical shared psychosis. So when anytime they are experiencing hallucination or delusion, they cause harm to their children because that is what the voice have commanded them to do. So they just catch and do whatever. They go to the bush, any animal that they see, they catch. It looks like something else, not what you are seeing. Then you come and prepare
it
nicely and feed somebody. It's not that they are doing it intentionally. That is how they are seeing it. So that is their reality. But the other people around them are seeing different things. And there's no way you're going to convince them in that particular state that whatever you are referring to as ABCD is not actually ABCD. If you dare, you'll be their enemy forever. So there is a way you acknowledge, but you suggest that, don't you think sometimes this is what is supposed to be and you are seeing it like this? So there is a way you communicate with them just to...
Okay. So I don't catch you. We'll come to how we can help them. Yeah. We'll come to how we can help them. I want to ask this, Ms. Maya, do you think parents, mostly African parents, we usually, or they can usually cause their children to go into some kind of mental stress, like where we come from, you know, children or kids, they don't have any right. Whatever the parents say is final and stuff like that. Do you think that thing causes some kind of mental problems to the children?
Yes, it does. For instance, maybe you've got a child at home who is going through a lot, let's say school. They're being bullied and all that. They come to you to tell you, oh, this is what is happening to you. Maybe education, they're not really performing well in academics, you know, due to one or two things that is happening to them at school. They come to tell you, you're like, oh, no, you need to learn hard. Instead of you having a listening ear, no. You rather judging them, you rather putting the pressure. They are already under pressure in school. But at home as well, the pressure is also on them. So in that way, you're pushing that child, you know, you're putting that child through stress. You're putting that child through anxiety, and it can have an impact on them. Most of the times, our brain does things that they don't realize that they are doing more harm to us than doing good. They need to just listen to us. They need to help us rather than just pushing us into it. We are already in the fire. We've come to you for help, and we are also pushing us into the fire. Then it's like coming from the frying pan into the fire. So it takes a lot on us. It takes a toll on us that makes us isolate. That is where the isolation comes in. You start isolating, you start self-harming because nobody is listening to you. So the only thing that you can enjoy is just to harm yourself. That is where you derive pleasure from. By you cutting yourself, you know, you feel good within yourself because you feel like you are not being heard.
Yeah, true. True. So we should let the kids also feel free, but guiding them in the proper way.
Guiding them in the proper way, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we know kids, when you give them that maximum chance to, they can be very, very messy at times. So we need to guide them in the proper way. Okay. Lovely listeners and viewers, this is the Retox Podcast, and today we are discussing mental health. A touch on the brain, to be precise. Yeah. You can take a minute, if you're wherever you're watching or listening, to subscribe or follow the channels wherever you're listening. Anyway, yeah, we will continue. We have two more things to tackle and then we will finish. So these people that have the mental breakdown, Madam Nurse, I'll come to you. These people that have the mental breakdown, how do you think we can help them?
Yeah, so there are so many ways to help them. The first one is the individual's ability to realize that, oh, this is how I am. But today I feel like I am not feeling well. So I have to seek for support. So that's what you've asked, that the person is in need. You want to talk to somebody. So you move, like when we were young, we moved to our parents because they are the first primary caretakers. So we moved to them to ask, of ABCD is happening. Instead of them providing us help or suggesting help for us, they rather shout on us. So by so doing, you know, the brain is just like our muscles. How you train it, that is how you be able to use it. So if you go as a child, you go for support, or you go to seek for solution from your parents or your relatives or maybe your teachers or something, and they shut you down, automatically your mind will tell you that you are on your own. There's no way help is coming anywhere. So whatever that happened, you have to face it head on your own. But a child, go to the parent or go to any primary caretaker, teachers or whatever, to seek for support, and they are being guided through. Going forward, they know that, okay, if I'm in a problem, I'm supposed to look for solutions elsewhere. I'm not supposed to face it and go through it on my own. So that is the first thing for one to establish for him or herself, that if you are facing some kind of challenges, especially mental health challenges, then you have to look for support. Then secondly, the people around you, they know you very well, that, oh,
AK is a jovial type, and every morning she steps out of her room to make sure she greets everybody and prepare and go to work. The day that I am not stepping out of my room, somebody will come and knock. Are you okay? What is happening? It's been like 2 days. You've not come around. Is there anything going on? So they also serve as a support system to find out what is happening to this particular person. So should it be that there is a mental breakdown, then they will help. By they also understanding that there are challenges when it comes to the brain, then they will help you look for solutions. Apart from that, we have exercises that you can do to manage to balance your hormones, that it will not be too low, it will not be too high, by to be in the normal state for you to go. Then the kind of food that you eat also goes a long way to support your mental health. Okay? Then things that you listen to. See, our mind is in such a way that things that you've heard when you were like young as a child, sometimes if you sit down, you still recollect them. That is if they sound so well to you and you really like them. Sometimes too, things that hurt us so much that we are so pained that we tell ourselves that I wish I don't even remember this. The brain is such a way that it will block that part of your mind that it will not readily come to you. And that is what some people go through, especially when they have childhood traumas, or better still, they grow up and they experience traumas one way or the other. Then in their relationship, there has been an abuse and all that. They try to block those parts. So the more they try blocking it, you realize that as time goes on, and if disease crosses the line, then you say this person is experiencing dementia. They cannot remember things that happened in the past, but can only remember things that are happening in the immediate. Or the person cannot remember things that are happening immediately, but can remember things that are happening in the past. So that is how the brain is made up of, that you seek for support or support to come to you. Then we have mental health workers all over. We have the psychologists, we have psychotherapists, we have mental health nurses, we have mental health counselors, we have the psychiatrists all around, okay? And see, I only said that sometimes seeking for help will be easy for you, but the stigma that is attached to the mental health issue.
Like Maya mentioned it.
Yes, that is what that stops us from seeking for support. But in any way, when you seek for support from a professional, I bet you there is no way you will hear about whatever you've discussed with that professional outside. Not in any form, you'll not hear about it. Okay, so that is it. And even we, the professionals, the therapists, we also do go for therapy because we are hearing other people's things. And the more you hear negative stuff, sometimes it sticks in your brain and the brain tends to play tricks on you. Sometimes you can get back home and maybe you just see a cockroach somewhere. Then you be like, why? My patients, they start chasing me to the house because like the brain can be some way sometimes. Or sometimes you can hear things so much that you will start behaving like your client. That's why sometimes you hear people say, those people who look after mentally disordered patients or mentally challenged patients, sometimes they behave like their patients.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, AK. Yeah. So when you are going through these challenges, you, like AK said, you should always know that what you tell them is confidential. No one is bringing it out. Don't pay heed to the stigma attached to it. It's always confidential what you tell them, so no one will hear your problem. Yeah, Miss Maya, do you have something to add to that?
She said everything. She said, oh, but what I want to add to it is we don't have to judge anybody.
Okay.
We just have to listen to them and help them. Because the more you judge somebody, the person will keep to themselves. They wouldn't be open up. They won't open up to you. So let's try and not judge them based on whatever challenges that they are going through. We just have to be there for them as much as we can.
Nice one. That was a great addition. Yeah, because people tend to be so judgmental. Yeah, Ike, you want to say something?
Yeah, I want to say that. See, normally, if we hear mental health, then everybody is shy. Everybody is startled. You think, oh, I see, one dream will need trauma. Please, that is not the case. Even if at a time you are very aggressive and you are behaving in a way that is not normal with you, it's a challenge. We the professionals, we understand that it's a challenge that you are going through at that time. And whatever we are supposed to do for you to be okay, we will do it. So for me, I'm always available. And I always said that, see, the brain is just like a glass. So if you keep filling it and it's full, it will overflow. So if something is bothering your mind and you just want somebody to talk to, I'm always available to listen. I'm just a call away. And see, if you're a Ghanaian here, don't let the outsiders take you from you, because I tend to people from US, from UK and Canada. I'll be in my darkness and I'll be listening to you. So just call me, or if you want the person very closer, we have a directorate of all the mental health practitioners and everything that I have some there. If you are not comfortable with me, I can refer you to somebody. You call the person, you pour your heart out, because the more you talk about it, the more relief you become. Or if you don't feel like talking to anybody, get a diary and keep writing your troubles down, because if you write them down, like problem written, half solved, you come and look at it and you still think about the way forward. But don't harbor everything in, and at the end of the day, it will take a toll on you. Thank you.
Nice. Yeah. Especially where we come from, or in general, sometimes when people are going through these challenges, there are two ways that we look at it. Or he or she has taken some drugs now. So these two things, it's really, really blocks people from speaking out. They don't really want to talk, especially the youth, because they think when they talk, you're going to think, oh, what could you say? All these things, you understand? So yeah, speak out no matter what your problem is. It's confidential. The practitioners, they are there for you. They will help you. What's the moon pia bonting? Yeah. So we will look at our last point. So I will ask this. Do you think we do take our mental health serious? We are coming to that. I have an example. Let's see. There are some of us, we think we can endure things. And so sometimes the thing is really hurting us. But since we don't really think about ourselves and our mental health, we think we are rather enduring that thing that is hurting us, and we think we are strong. And so, you know, I believe we don't take our mental health serious at all. If you have something to say about that one, do you think we take it very serious when it comes to the mental health as Africans?
We really don't take our mental health serious. It's like people feel shy to talk about their problems or to talk about whatever that they are going through. All because of the stigma. It's the stigma. That is where our problem is. You know, it's the stigma that is causing all these things, not letting people take their mental health very serious. because they don't want people to be pointing fingers at them. Oh, have you seen that brother that lives over there? He's going through, it's like the mind is just gone, you know. So we just need to take things very serious. Whatever that you're going through, just don't feel shy. Like AK said, seek professional help. Especially men. Men feel, they feel some type of way to share whatever that they are going through.
They feel we are strong. They feel we are strong.
It's got nothing to be, no. When the brain is affected, you need to speak out. You need to seek for help. A lot of men kill themselves rather than women. Because they think, oh, why should a man, why should a man go through mental health or mental health challenges? We are human. The brain is there for a purpose. So brain or air overload, yeah, definitely it's gonna shut down. So, guys, feel free, speak up, visit the necessary places, visit the health practitioners. Take your medication. If you're on medication, just take it and don't abuse them.
Okay. Okay. If you're on medication, just take them. Do not abuse them. We all know deja vu, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Aki, do you think deja vu is some a sign of mental illness?
It's a challenge. It's not an illness. Okay, so let me explain another thing. When they say they think it's illness or a disorder or a disability, meaning it's taking part of your life, be it your job, your relationship,
your lifestyle,
the activities that makes your lifestyle, that makes you feel achy or that makes you feel Maya. That's when it becomes illness, disability, or a disorder. But when it's a challenge, you are having a challenge, you recognize that, oh, anytime, like, things keep coming to my mind, it's a challenge.
Things that you think you've seen before.
Yeah, things that you've seen before. And normally, it's common with people with epilepsy. Yeah, epilepsy or seizure disorder, where we say that there's excessive release of electrical discharges in your brain that sometimes it affects your whole body or it affects part of your body. Sometimes it affects your fingers. You just be there, then you realize that your hand is shaking. Briefly, it's a seizure. Then just after that, then those thoughts start coming to your mind. So we should all pay attention to our body and know what happened at a time and just after that, what followed. So it's a challenge. So you have to talk about it. Then the right support will be given to you. Yeah. Then you survive. Okay. So deja vu is a challenge. It can only become a disorder when you keep like remembering the things that have happened to you because of that. You don't even want to step out of your room because you felt like if you step out, you might go experience those episodes of whatever that is flashing through your mind again. So for now, if it's just coming, it's just a challenge. So you can talk about it, okay? The deja vu and hallucination, if you don't take time, you will miss the two of them. Yeah. So you should know if you are hearing voices that are commanding, that are instructing, that are telling you things about yourself. You have to talk to somebody that will give you a second look at it and say, no, this one is not true. So you have to know what actually it is. Yeah. So I want to touch on another the question that you asked Mr. Maya about if we Africans, we take our mental health seriously.
Yeah.
Ray, if you don't know something, there's no way you take it serious. You understand? So whatever you know, you pay attention to it and you work towards it. Then nowadays, I've been telling people that whatever you want, you have to study it. So right. If you want good health, study good health. Study all that goes into good health.
Exactly.
You understand? If you sleep and you want to have peace of mind and you wake up in the morning and you feel so calm and well energized for the day activity, you have to study it, what goes into it. Should I bath warm water in the evening when I'm going to bed, or I should bath cold water? What should I eat that if I wake up in the morning, I'll feel energized? You understand? If you want success, you have to study it. Everything that you want, you have to study it, and you know the do's and don'ts. So most of us, I've never been to any part of Africa. It's Ghana that I know. We don't know much about mental health because okay. of these prejudices and the stigmas and the stereotyping that we've been experiencing or we've been going for. When we are having this type of challenges, we go to church instead of going to the hospital to talk about it. You understand? Then these churches too, they make the whole thing worse. It's your grandmother that died like 10,000 years is the one that disturbed me because of ABCD. They want to come and take you out. Like, if you hear some of the story, your brain cell go bust. So we should study mental health. Actually, wherever mental health talk is going on, we should make efforts to listen. You might not know. Somebody might approach you that, oh, this is what is happening. You might come into contact with somebody and you realize that this is what is happening. Let me tell you a story about the beginning of my mental health journey. That is
it. Please make it short. Our time is...
Yeah. I was actually going to the market prior to me joining nursing, and a man was in the car and was experiencing twitching. And he's a YouTube officer. So
what?
The what? Driver was like, yeah, he's in the twitching, like a military officer.
Okay.
So the driver was like, let's put him at the roadside. And he was like, why would we remove him and put him at the roadside and just leave like that? So I offered to stay with him so that when he's okay, then I can go. So I was with him, and when he woke up, I was like, what happened? Like, I narrated the whole thing to him. I was like, oh, thank you very much. That's have been my problem. And it's epilepsy. I didn't take it serious. I said, oh, okay, thank God you are fine. And we sort him out, got water for him to clean himself, and he went his way. So when I joined nursing and we started learning about this particular condition, then my mind went, I was like, oh, really?
So that was it.
So that was how I learned the whole condition. I've not been so far looking for anything because I've seen it before firsthand. Now they are teaching me and it just...
So you already had your practical.
Whatever we want. Exactly.
Oh, yeah. Awesome. Thank you. I think I should be talking to you because this deja vu thing, I get it a lot. It always feels like I've seen something before. That would be behind closed doors anyway. Okay, it's been a wonderful conversation. I will ask for your last words, Miss Maya, if you have any.
Okay. All that I want to say is we just have to take our mental health very seriously. When you're experiencing things, when you are seeing things, when you are hearing voices, it's all part of those things. No, seek help. And we should also try not to be judgmental. If somebody approaches you and tell you their problem, don't be judgmental. If you don't have any help or any support for them, just don't say anything. Or if you know anybody that can help, direct them.
Okay. Aki, your last words, please.
Yeah, so I want to encourage everybody to treat mental health like diabetes, hypertension, malaria, typhoid, or whatever, because those physical health triggers mental health. if you have malaria, you can experience symptoms of mental health disorders. So see it as you are going to treat those physical diseases and come and sort yourself out and live a healthy life, because total life includes mental health as well. And thank you for having me.
Thank you too. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, so listeners and viewers, this is where we will bring it to an end. It was another great episode, a very good discussion. I think we learned a lot thanks to Miss Maya and then AK. Yeah, so you can follow this podcast on Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Amazon Music, as well as Spotify, and then YouTube. The links are on my bio. Please watch, subscribe, and then share to family and friends. I hope to see you all next time.
Thank you for being a part of this episode of the Ray Talks podcast. Kindly support us by subscribing and sharing to family and friends. See you next time.